Well, starting today, some New England fishermen are supposed to start picking up the cost of fishing monitors. The federally mandated monitors periodically collect data aboard boats and observe the catches of ground fish like cod and flounder. Up until now, these monitors have been paid for by the National Marine Fisheries Service, but that funding has run out, and the cost will now shift to the fishermen. Some say the cost could be upwards of $700 per trip. For more on this, we're joined by Congressman Seth Moulton, who's been calling for reforms to the at-sea monitoring program. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
So bring us up to speed here. The Fisheries Service says it cannot cover these costs. There have been requests for a preliminary injunction. What's happening today? Are fishermen now responsible for these costs?
Well, we've been working on this for a long time, but so far we haven't been successful. And so as of today, fishermen are expected to bear the burden of these costs.
You know, there were recent charges brought against the New Bedford seafood wholesaler, Carlos Seafood. And these charges, I think for some folks, raised more questions about the monitoring program. Officials alleged that the owner of Carlos Seafood was lying about the amount of fish and the species that he was buying and selling. So what about protecting fish stocks, and what's the best way to do it? I know you've talked about reforms to this monitoring program. How do you do it, and who needs to pay? I guess that's the question, right?
Well, that is the question. And look, I'm not opposed to the monitoring program. I mean, there's a role for regulations, just like there's a role for regulations in just about every business. I mean, that's the way our economy works. But the regulations have to be responsible. They can't be overburdensome. They can't literally just put the business out of business. I mean, that doesn't work for anybody. In the case of New Bedford, look, someone violated the law and was caught. And unfortunately, that person, I mean, if it's proven true, a criminal, gives a bad name to all the good people who are applying this trade every day and are doing it in a way that's sustainable, that's good for the environment, that's good for the fisheries. So we've proposed some reforms, including changing from using data that's just based on the previous year to using three-year averages, because fishing changes just season to season and year to year based on variances in ocean temperature and where the stocks tend to congregate and things like that. So at the end of the day, what we're striving for is accurate data to better manage the fishery. You know, the fishermen go out every day and they just fish the limits that NOAA sets. NOAA is a federal regulator. And the bottom line is that NOAA has failed at regulating the fishery. And that's why we seem to bounce from crisis to crisis. So it's really not fair to blame the fishermen for these problems. The fishermen are actually advocating for getting better data so that NOAA can do its job better.
So are you saying then that we don't necessarily need to pay these high costs for at-sea monitoring because there may be other ways of getting accurate data about what's happening out there?
Well, the reforms we've suggested will help, but at the end of the day, the federal government should be bearing these costs because it's just not sustainable to put them on the backs of fishermen. The cost for commercial vessels to have an observer on their boat is roughly $600 to $800 per trip, and the government estimates that this would cost the region's fishermen about $2.6 million a year. Fishing isn't a super profitable business. That's just not a cost that these fishermen and their families can bear.
Mm-hmm. All right, Congressman Seth Moulton, who represents the 6th Congressional District. We've been speaking with him about the federal at-sea monitoring program. Congressman Moulton, thanks very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Deborah.